Hi, it's Karen. Welcome to the Settle, Sync, Say podcast, where we manage behaviors and control emotions to help our kids thrive. Over the last few episodes, we've talked a lot about the six core strengths of healthy development in kids. And today, we're going to expand on one of those strengths and apply that to the classroom setting or the school environment. As kids are gearing up to go back to school, their day quickly shifts from spending the day with parents at home or caregivers at camp or daycare to being back into the school environment where they are spending the majority of their day with their peers, with their teachers, and with the educators in your school district. The first strength that we've talked about is attachment. And when we apply that to the school environment, it of course means developing relationships with teachers and other educators in the building, but it also means cultivating friendships with their peers. And for kids, the strongest, most important attachments that they have on a day-to-day basis are the attachments that they have with their peers. Now, don't get me wrong, their relationships and attachments with their teacher is incredibly important. And in fact, that teacher can be the one person who is totally crazy about your kid. That teacher can be the one person that makes your child smile every day. But the reality is that from your child's perspective, the most important relationships are the ones that they have with their classmates and, as they will say, their friends. Now, when they're kids, we see those friendships change all the time. And in fact, you probably hear the word best friend uttered for every single child in the classroom. As an adult, you know each one of those other kids does not even begin to meet that criteria of best friend. Yet in your child's eyes, even if just for the moment, that person feels like the safest person in the classroom with them, they get that very special title of best friend. Now, also in our kids, we're gonna see those friendships change all the time. It might even feel like they're changing by the minute or by the hour, and I will tell you that's true. It isn't really until we hit middle adolescence where we start to see those friendship groups stay the same, where the same kids are coming over to your house day after day. The same kids are being invited to parties and other important gatherings for your child. Up until that middle adolescence time, your kids' interests are drastically changing. Their personalities are growing and developing, and they're discovering who they are. So while that's happening for your child, it's also happening for all of the kids around them. So while it might break your heart to see a kid that has been your child's friend since they were in preschool or early elementary school no longer be that very close friend, it's important for you to know that that transition is normal. It doesn't mean they may never be friends again, but at least for now, it's important to really honor and support the growth, the development, the strength, and the discovery of your own child as he or she starts to navigate and figure out who they are and who are the people that they're going to align themselves with. So let's talk about what we can do as parents or educators to really help kids cultivate those friendships and make the best of those attachments at school. We know that when we have strong peer attachments, it is easier for our kids to go to school every day, and they are also more successful academically, behaviorally, and of course, socially. So there are some things that you can do to help really foster these important friendships. When you're working with your kids, you want to always model really good social language. When you're talking to friends, to your own family members, or even especially your kids, you want to model good social language by positive eye gaze. Now, a lot of people will say eye contact, but have you ever actually had a conversation with somebody and you were staring them in the eye? Like, let's face it, that's totally awkward and uncomfortable. So you just want to make sure that you have positive eye gaze. You're catching their eye contact for a split second. You're kind of always looking in and around their facial area. You might look away for a brief second and then you're re-engaging. We do not have to stare each other in the eyes to have good social eye contact. The second thing we want to do is make sure that we are matching our facial expressions and our body language to the tone of the conversation. So making sure that our bodies are turned toward the person we're speaking with, that we're smiling or nodding, which acknowledges that we are listening and that we are engaged in the conversation. We can also demonstrate really good listening skills by maybe repeating something back to them or summarizing what they've just said. And especially asking an open-ended question about something that our talking partner, our friend, has just said to drive that conversation forward even more. And if the relationship is appropriate, we can also add a positive and affirming touch. Maybe a tap on the shoulder, maybe a tap on the leg. If it's somebody we're really close to, we might even go in and offer a hug. These are all really simple ways that you can just model good social language and social communication for your kids. Other things that we want to do is to use gentle humor and lightheartedness in our conversations. We want to make sure that our tone is real soft, is inviting, is welcoming, and again, that our body language is matching that tone. You want your children to see that other people are relaxed and accessible. This harbors the safety that they feel and invites them into the conversation. Be really cautious of sarcasm or humor. While sarcasm and humor has its place, we want to make sure it's developmentally appropriate for your kids and that they aren't going to mistake sarcasm or humor as like a nasty joke or a criticism. Our kids are their own harshest critics. So we need to just be really careful. I encourage you to embrace sarcasm, embrace humor when talking with your kids. It's how to help develop their own sense of humor, but we just have to make sure that we are matching it to their developmental level. Finally, we want to make sure that we are paying attention to any antisocial behavior that we are noticing from our kids and use that as teachable moments to help them learn how they can change their behavior, modify their tone of voice, be a better talking partner, and a better social communicator. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a game that you can play. I don't know that we'd call it a game, maybe an activity that you can do with your kids. And it's called mirror, mirror. So you can actually take them into the bathroom, into the mirror, hold up a mirror, or you can just simply have a conversation without using the prop of a mirror. But you wanna ask them, what are the qualities that they think a friend should have? And I encourage you to rephrase this into whatever way is gonna be most inviting for your child. So instead of saying like, what good qualities, maybe pick a friend out and ask them, what is it about Jack that makes you wanna play with him? Why do you enjoy spending time with him? What do you guys do together? How does he treat his parents? What does he do when his siblings want to play with him? What happens if you guys disagree or you have an argument or you can't agree on what to play together? These are all ways of discovering the qualities of the friends that your child is picking without directly asking what those qualities are. Then you want to ask them, what makes you a good friend to Jack? And this helps just kind of turn that inward and help them see for themselves like what it is that's cool about them, what's great about them, and maybe why Jack likes them. This is just a really simple, easy way to kind of open up their minds for the qualities of a friendship and the qualities of people that they're looking for within their friends. And then finally, when your kids do come home from school, ask them those really important questions. Instead of starting with, what do you have for homework today? Or what did you do today? Ask them, who did you sit with at lunch? What did you guys talk about? What did you play at recess? Who did you play at recess with? This is all ways that you get a little bit of insight into the friendships that your child has at school. Who are they hanging out with? Do they have friends to hang out with? And then using those everyday moments to help them thrive by expanding on conversation and using these as teachable moments. This is the episode of Settle, Sink, Say on cultivating friendships. You can find me on the web at drtoddandkaren.com/settle-sink-say. You can also follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/settle-sink-say.